Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting vermin on Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Yeah.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. And I should know this by heart, but I don't. And then go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, and then click on that and click chat and go. Yeah, whatever. That's not going to be a function much longer, hopefully.
Yeah, okay.
Get rid of that function. The number to call in, should you choose, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. That is Pippi Oaks.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be here when Joe can. Joe is a little under the weather, his voice tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing.
Seductive?
Exactly. You know, is it the phone sex voice, Joe?
It's going to be raspy voice Joe.
Oh.
Yeah, so Joe's not going to be able to Joe's not going to be able to talk so much, so we're really going to be able to get some good points in.
Poor thing. Joe's girl says he sounds terrible.
Yeah, but that's really a basis.
As far as having no voice.
He put something on Facebook. Somebody was complaining about Betsy DeVos, who just got confirmed as the education.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm okay. Sorry. It makes me hiss when
for
I hear
the Department of Education. That's right, right? And,
yes.
And Joe put something, what's an 80s band have to do with all this? And I said, I put underneath, I'll assume you'll show yourself to the barrel.
Yes, we know our way.
Yeah, it's like, really? Ugh.
Yeah, the stairs are getting polished from all the wear.
Got a lot of work last week. Anyway, so Joe will be here. Right? I don't know how much he'll be contributing. He'll pick his spots. On the show, we'll go over the process of how we determine something has enough credibility to make the cut to be discussed, or if we put it on the scrap heap.
Yeah.
The White House purposely omits Jews from the Holocaust Remembrance Statement.
You know what? And everybody wishes that happened in the first place, but that
yes.
They were omitted.
Yes. they were included in the original.
Oh, yeah, sure were.
Couldn't have had it without us.
No. But, yeah. You were the stars.
Then I say purposefully because that's what they said. They said it wasn't an omission.
Mm-hmm.
They did it on purpose, the White House.
Yes.
And we'll also have some greeting cards or slogans, however you will, that omit the most important part, the key component of whatever the hell it is that we're celebrating. That'll be because we want to follow the tradition. We're following the president's lead.
Yes, we're following his lead.
Because we were told to get in line, so we shall get in line. Also, comics in the news featuring Patton Oswalt, Sarah Silverman, and South Park.
Wow.
Got a trifecta. A lot of stuff to go over there. And a very special creepy crawly Valentine's Day gift.
Besides ourselves.
Next week, Love Fails.
Yes.
Like that show a lot. And Anne Jackson. So that's what we got on that. We got a full show tonight. What's going on, Pip?
Well, you know, as none of our listeners will be surprised, I have been a longtime devotee of going to a shrink. And my last one left the practice to go to Greener Fields. And
Greener Fields?
Well,
is that like a place? It sounds like a sanitarium. We're going to check into Greener Fields.
Wait a minute. That's not what I thought he meant.
Doesn't it, though?
It does.
It sounds like where you put insane people.
It does. We're going to Greener Fields. Yeah. No. I know what happened when they brought the dog to the farm. No.
we're gonna release Pip in the woods. She's going to commune with nature. It'll
Arf!
Be fun.
Arf!
She'll live on bark and acorns. It'll be good.
Well, so the old one, you know, he had to move on professionally. And
was
so
he old?
No. It was a young guy and very nice, very professional, real astute, kind of serious. But I wore him down and we would
do shrinks help?
Laugh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I
You don't know the shape I was in before.
No, I mean, Joe has talked about going. You're talking about going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go. The question is, should I go?
I say everybody should go, at least for a little while.
I've always been the person who listens. I'm always the person people come to when they don't talk to the shrink.
Right, but maybe you could use somebody to talk to yourself. Somebody who doesn't have an agenda in what you're talking about.
No, they have an agenda to keep me going, so I keep on paying. They have an agenda.
No, not necessarily. Not a good one. They want you to be set free.
So you don't think the two-pronged attack I have of ignoring shit or or just pushing shit down and letting it fester, you're saying that's not the best method?
No. No, I'm not a proponent of...
I find that I've built myself up a nice callous of humanity, where unless I'm watching a sad movie, I can pretty much be tear-free.
You're the boy in the cement bubble.
Okay. Can't really imagine a cement bubble, but okay. So the therapy's worked well for you.
It has. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that were going on. I mean, you know, our listeners know I'm a mess. But I was
But in comparison
to where I started.
Joe's a mess.
Well,
Joe actually had a breakdown after a show went off.
You've
never actually broken down here.
No.
Actually, there's been a couple of times where you were down in the dumps where the show has cheered you up.
Yes. I've come in a really piss-poor mood, and I've left better.
I've probably had meltdowns on the show.
Stem
from frustration.
Yes.
I don't know if they were of deep emotional significance.
No.
But certainly of frustration.
I think our history of technical issues on Tuesdays one time pushed you quite over the edge, and you were Loon Boy that evening.
I like to say it was me throwing my hat in the ring to run for president. The things I had to say. I was espousing the virtues of the good type of rape.
Yes. Oh God, I forgot that. Yes.
Pretty dark stuff.
Yeah, it was. It was. I mean. You know, I'm not quite all there, but it's more.
You hold it together well.
Considering
your family situation.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, you know, Mr. Helix. I mean, that's its own thing. I'm talking about, you know, growing up. I know a little bit about what you were growing up and who you roommated with for a while.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're pretty well held together. Like on the surface. You seem normal, but maybe that's why you're so physically ill all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm high-functioning for as mentally ill as I am.
I never really thought of you as high-functioning, but...
Well, maybe not to your standards, but...
I always thought it was passably functioning.
yeah. But I'm not the answer to anybody on a milk carton, so I think that's good.
Not the answer? Well, you're not missing.
Well, you know, I'm not missing, but I'm not the reason why anybody's on a milk carton. So
Kay.
I think I'm doing well.
Who might argue?
You wouldn't know where my dump site is. I mean, yeah. Anyway, my previous doctor and I had a rapport. He'd been my doctor for a couple of years, and he was a good guy. He was very straight-laced when he was talking about, like, medication and discussing, you know, things of that sort of import. But, you know, he could, you know, joke around and just be, like, you know, regular dude with me sometimes.
Is a sense of humor important with a shrink?
To me, it is, it's a nice way to develop a rapport. And so anyway, he was awesome. And then but he left for professional reasons and we said our goodbyes and the place I'm going.
What do you give a shrink when it's over? Is there like gift exchanging?
No, as a matter of fact, because the meeting where we said goodbye was the first time that I heard that he was leaving.
I feel like, though, like the shrink almost has to put, like, in the speakers, like, some ballad. Like an old 80s, like little Bon Jovi, like, never say goodbye.
No, there's not actually background music for this kind of thing. There's, weepy ASPCA music going on or anything.
I kind of feel like it's an opportunity missed.
Possibly. So, anyway, so the place that I was going to, they had to... you know, reassign everybody to different doctors because, you know, that's how it has to go. So it took a couple months because they're really backed up and they're, like, understaffed a bit. And so recently I went, well, during this past week, I went for my first meeting with the new guy. And that didn't go well. That didn't go well at all.
Oh, wait a minute. But do you have to, like, catch him up? I mean, do you have to, like, start from the beginning?
Kinda.
That kinda sucks.
It does. Well, I mean, first of all, they should have a dossier on me, like...
Well, don't they? I mean, you always see the shrink scribbling.
Yeah. No, they have records
on me. Maybe
they're
just doodling.
I don't know.
Maybe all your files are just a bunch of stupid doodles.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Years of
doodles.
I would do that if you were talking to me incessantly.
Well, why do you think that my notebook over here has all these pictures in it?
Because we talk at you incessantly.
That's right. That's right. These are going into the Davinston archive someday when we have our own room in the Smithsonian, by the way.
Nice.
And they look like the doodlings of an insane person. Case in point.
Right.
So
chemistry is a big part of it, though. It's a new relationship, a professional relationship.
Yes.
But a new, and it's hard to open up. It's hard, you know, being a good therapist is, you have to gain trust.
Well, their system is that there's one shrink that meets with you every couple of months and just sees basically how you're doing. And then the other one is the talk therapist who talks to you, you know, however many times a month that you go.
That's a bun. I don't like that. I need one person. I don't need a team working on me.
Well, see, now, the bad thing is about a year ago, my talk therapist, she just abruptly left for medical reasons. And so,
bitch.
And I have no idea what that was because, you know, they're not supposed to tell you. So I got reassigned to a new person and I had to start all over again.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
You want to be with somebody who's going to be there for the duration. But I kind of feel like you don't need this because you have us.
Well,
I kind of feel like once a week you
can
have.
Can you assign prescriptions for me? Can you?
Oh, so you go to a psychiatrist.
Well, that's the guy that prescribes the meds. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I could. I don't know if you could.
If you could.
I don't know if you could fill them, but I could certainly prescribe them.
If you could swipe one of those pads, we would be in like Flynn. That would be awesome.
Because I kind of feel like we kind of do that for you.
Well, yeah, this is therapeutic here.
Between the pre-show, the show, the commercial breaks, the post-show.
Yes.
I kind of feel like there's a lot of therapy going on.
There is like 3 hours of therapy every week.
And not just you. I mean, you know, once in a while, me. Rarely me. I like to internalize. But certainly Joe.
Yes. We take our turns.
I kind of feel like, and Joe has a therapist too. I'm not saying anything that hasn't been talked about before because Joe's talked about it on the air.
No, no.
I'm
right.
Not talking out of school here. I kind of feel it's wasted money. I kind of feel like us, all members of the show and our fans. I kind of feel we provide that service. I kind of feel like, actually, we should be paid.
Well, actually, if you think about it, as many things as I've brought up and talked about with you guys and our fans.
Very personal stuff you do. Very good.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's even stuff that I won't discuss with you guys or the fans. So can you imagine what these people have to listen to?
Well, that's when you're bitching about us.
I have to have time for that.
I mean, listen, you can't bitch about me to me.
Yeah, Mr. Helix doesn't want to hear about you guys anymore, so I have to go to somebody.
Right, and I only go up and down the stairs so many times, so you and Joe can't get your full bitch session on.
Yeah, it's like, shh, he's coming.
Yeah, I know, I'm aware. I've caught you a few times.
No, you have not.
I most certainly have. Oh, we got cameras all over the place. We know what you guys are doing.
Oh, no, that's too bad, because what's the gag reel on me fixing my bra strap? I mean, do you have, like at least an hour worth of shots of that?
You have a channel on YouTube.
Bra strap repair with Pip Helix.
A little obvious. A little obvious.
I hate it. They try to be bracelets. But anyway, bra straps. All the women got it. So anyway, so I'm meeting this guy for the first time, even though.
Do you feel better with a female or male, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, very good.
So I've seen this guy, you know, like come out to the waiting room and like bring his patients in.
So you're familiar with his face?
Yeah, I've seen this guy, and he's an older man, and I don't know him at all. I've just seen his face, so I knew he's been there a while. And so he comes out.
He's actually 25, but you fuckers have aged him.
Oh my God, the darkness he's heard.
Like, seriously, it's a big burden to have all these problems.
I think that psychotherapists probably go insane from listening to the insane stuff people tell them.
I think they just tune you guys out. I think you would have to.
This guy's pad is full of doodles because he was tuning things out.
You kind of have to do that. So wait, who touched you again? I'm sorry. I was playing hangman.
I was talking about petting my dog. You fucking pervert! What the hell?
So the dog touched you.
I know he was.
No, you touched the dog. I'm sorry. You were not that interesting up until now.
He was playing solitaire on the computer.
I get it. Your mother. We get it.
Oh, and so was your mother. You know. Oh, your mother touched you. Now I'm interested. No. So the first thing the guy says to me ever.
Nice tits. Because that's how I start off relationships.
Well, that's how we met. But
you and I.
That's how I said it. That's why I said to you. Yeah. And
thank you.
So the first thing he says to me is, "So, as President Trump would say, it looks like your last therapist said you're fired."
Now, see, if I'm going to quote President Trump,
mm-hmm.
if I'm going to quote President Trump, I've been looking over your file. Mm-hmm. And as President Trump would say, you're a disaster. People are talking. You're a disaster. It's true.
And I know because I use all the best words.
But don't worry. This bill is going to be huge.
Yeah.
But Mexico's going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
So as Trump would say, Trump has said so much stuff. Why go to the back to the Celebrity Apprentice? I lost respect for this guy right there.
Thank you.
Right there. Just from a comedic standpoint, Trump has given us so many sound bites over the past year and a half. Well, to harken back to "you're fired" like it's mid-2015, I'm sorry.
Well, he's an old man.
I don't give a shit. If you got to know your clients. You know, I don't know if he knows that you do this or not.
No.
Well, you're not really sharing,
are you?
He
knew nothing.
Well, I mean, it should be in your file that you do this.
But he didn't look at my file.
Okay, because we should be in there. Let's be honest.
Yeah, he went in blank slate talking to me. This was nothing. He knows
right.
nothing
right,
about
you're trying
me.
To make a joke. I don't think you have to hate him on this.
No. But I just thought, that's lame.
Yeah, but I know it's a reversal. Usually you're the one firing off the lame lines. So now you got to look at what Joe and I see.
Oh, this is. I'm so sorry.
Did you give him a really? You should have.
I should have. I did later.
You should have gone, really? Did he? Did he?
I did later.
Doctor, here's the barrel.
He said, yeah, I know. What? The thing was, it wasn't so much that he, gave a lame Trump joke, although my first thought was, oh, no, he's going to talk about the president.
You can't do therapy talking about the president unless you bring it up, go, I really feel jubilation since he's president, or I'm really depressed.
Or really upset about it or something.
Yeah, it's affecting your mental being.
I mean, he decided to open with a joke, and it was really bad. But the thing was...
Never easy.
The thing was, he decided to spin it. He just really wanted to get that line out. But it's like, it's a terrible thing to say to a psych patient, because you're saying, your shrink left you.
Yes.
Your shrink said you're fired.
Yes.
No, he went off to a better job, but it's like, you just made it about me.
The job is better because you're not there.
I know. This guy is so happy.
But
all
joking aside, that's a shitty way to.
It was a shitty way to.
Especially
start.
If you don't know, like if you have like separation anxiety.
Yeah, I could have been like really upset that this guy left.
And then he knows what type of crazy he's dealing with.
Yeah, and he can't find me in the computer. He finds notes from a couple years ago, and they stop. September of 2015. I'm like, I assure you, I've been here before and after what you're looking at.
I think the shrink just got tired of listening to you. He's like, all right, whatever. We'll take her money. I'm not taking notes.
He can't find me. Then he's asking me about, go through my history. So I'm kind of like quick going through that because it should be in my chart.
What do you mean your history? Like the traumas?
Well, just like, okay, my mom was crazy. She lived with us.
I like how that comes right. My mom was crazy.
Well.
It always starts with mom.
Yeah. Mom is crazy. She lived with us. So blah, blah, blah.
Well, she's mom. She should live with you.
Not the way she was.
Not unless she's at Greener Fields.
No, she should have been. Yes. And she spent some time there. So.
I'm sure she did.
But
fuckers wore her out.
No. When she came back, she wore us out. Oh, my God. It just was, so this, that, and the other thing, these are the issues I've been dealing with.
But you're still upset about the lame attempt at a joke. Comedically, you're offended.
I was offended comedically. Yes, I was. Yes. I was like, really, that's your starting salvo. That's your line. Really?
Not everybody knows you got to open strong. You got to open and close strong.
Oh, and he opened weak, really weak. So
plus, he doesn't know your political affiliation.
No. Right.
I mean, you could like really. I mean, you hear like some of these millennials. I don't know how true it is, where they need a safe space over the election. I mean, he doesn't know how fucking fragile you are.
Right. And people are really polarized by him. So it's like, this is your opening?
Now, he didn't go with a politically polarizing statement.
No, he didn't. But I don't even want to like obsess about this because he said much worse things. Much worse things.
I feel like I should have been there.
You should have. You could have deflected some.
Or added on.
But the thing is, we're talking about different things and different issues and things I'm working on. And so with that, I did not bring it up. I don't know if it's in my chart that he was looking at on the computer. I don't know. So he goes, so what about your weight? Like out of nowhere. And I'm like, fuck you.
That's always sensitive.
Yeah.
So this guy just kind of likes to dig right in.
Oh, we did decide to dig
His
right in.
His bedside manner is that of a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
So what about your... Like, I could understand where it would be tied to your mental health.
Yes.
It's very easy to make that connection.
Oh,
I don't know if that pertains to you or not, but it's certainly a logical thing. But just to, flat out go, what about your weight?
Any woman.
Even a guy
would
be.
Guys, but yeah. It's like, so what about your weight? And it's
you should have gone, yeah, I hope to gain another 300 pounds. I got jokes too, you son of a bitch.
I've been putting it on as fast as I can.
And now I'm going to eat another box of Oreos because of you, you cock. What? This guy stinks.
Wait, so he goes.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, what?
Wait.
Yeah. So he goes, so I said, well, you know, I've tried this, I've tried that, and the other thing. This is like sort of the brief history of where I've been, you know, my journey with that. And he goes.
Were you ever petite? Were you ever a petite person?
No.
So you've always been.
I've always
mid or large or whatever.
Softig.
Whatever. Yes. No, but some people are petite and then they gain it as they get older. Some people were heavy, then they lose it. So I was just wondering.
I was like chubby as a kid.
Okay.
And I did lose like a bit of weight in my teen years. But then as soon as I went, the freshman 15 kept going.
Gotcha.
You know.
I gotcha.
So, so he says to me, you know, so I said I did this, that, the other thing. So he goes, I swear to God, he said this. People like you, the only thing that's going to help is surgery.
People like you?
People like you.
Who's the therapist? Archie Bunker?
We've discussed this for 5 minutes.
Where the fuck is Joe when I need him? Use people there. I need one of Joe's half a dozen impressions. I know he could do an Archie Bunker. God damn it, Joe. People, wow.
People like you.
I don't know if that's really his business. It's certainly not the opening salvo.
I mean, we had to make this.
I feel like your therapist was Donald Trump.
I think it was in disguise. It wasn't even, like, I didn't. We talked about this for maybe 3 to 5 minutes, and he goes, people like you. He's already got
you figured out.
Yeah, he thinks so. So,
people like
Tom.
You.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
You should have said to him, did you just assume my weight identity?
No, Tom. He was fat shaming.
But wait, this is even better. So I go, no, I'm not going to have surgery. There, you know.
Sometimes it's very unhealthy. I mean, you really got to talk to the doctor about that.
I know. There are repercussions.
There's risk. I mean, you can't look at it just by looking at it. You have to see a whole medical history. Yeah, really. Why do I fucking know this shit and he doesn't?
I know.
I'm a fucking stupid half a comic and radio host. And you people are very lucky to have me. You're very lucky to. I know a lot of shit about a few things. And apparently this is one of them.
So I was
this is very disturbing.
I know. I was flabbergasted.
Do you feel like maybe you were being punked?
I did. I started thinking this can't be real. This has got to be
this
an episode.
This is terrible. Because you're supposed to like share with this guy your innermost secrets. You're supposed to show this guy on the doll where you were touched. And he's not making an inviting experience.
I know. Well, he says to me after I said, no, I'm not going to have surgery. I don't believe in that. That's
what are you, a Mennonite?
Me. No, I've seen that go wrong for people, and it's like I'm not going to do that. You know, I know what I know.
That's
what
really got to be something you talked with a medical doctor.
Exactly.
You got to go over family history, your age, your health, the positive, like where you are. If you don't do it, if it's going to be worse for you, that's really something you have to.
It's
worth. And then you go to the therapist to talk about, you know, this is what my doctor said. This is my thought process. Hey, help me with that. That's where you go to. You bring it up to the therapist.
Yeah. Not.
Why do
hey.
I fucking know this?
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it was.
You know what? That psychology undergraduate degree fucking paid off. And now I'm finally using it.
You are. Now I am going to pay you. So
somebody should.
It was almost like, so, hey, fatty boom bladdy, you wanted me to cut you open? I mean, it was like,
that's
Jesus
my opening
Christ.
Line with chubby chicks in college.
Well, Joe's girl says before you can have an operation like that, you have to get a psychiatric evaluation. I know.
I understand that, but that's after you go to the medical doctor and the medical doctor tells you all the.
They test you out.
Exactly.
You try other things, you know.
Right.
But I was like, what? You don't know me.
Yeah, it's not like you've been working at the gym with a personal trainer and you've been putting in, you've gone that route and it's just not. It's not like you've gone down that path.
No, I mean, I have in the past, and then other things, I had a crazy, horrible job. And so I spent too many hours working about that. I was stressed out when I got home.
Right. There's a whole thing.
There's a whole thing.
You just don't spit it out in the opening salvo.
No. And I'm just getting into, like, the thing of my new job.
I would, like, end it, right? I was like, you know what? This isn't going to work.
Well,
I'm going to be I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to play Donald Trump. You're fired.
Yeah.
you should have turned the stupid joke around
on
him.
Wait. You'll love this.
So I love it all.
when I said, no, I'm not going to do that, and he goes, well, you know, the funeral homes are making wider caskets for Americans these days.
This guy's got jokes.
I swear to God he said that. So basically...
Well, hold on now. Are they?
I don't know.
But I mean, because I mean,
I'm sure they are.
We run out of space in cemeteries. I never thought about this. We need to stop and evaluate this now. Because if we're all getting wider, that means that the plots are going to be fucking wider.
Yeah,
and we're going to run out quicker. God damn it! We're fatness is killing us even when we're dead.
No, you go get cremated. You stop. You know.
Oh, that's
you
know, true.
Hi, widow. No, he wasn't kidding. He was not kidding. He had a little smirk on his face, but I don't think he was kidding.
No, I don't know. Well, I mean, they always say there's a little bit of truth in all jokes, which I don't always believe.
No,
but I think that's what this was. Like, he was trying to couch it under humor.
Yeah.
But this is very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Very aggressive with some... I mean, listen, to be this type of aggressive, I feel like vows should have been exchanged. I feel like this should be like marriage. This type of aggressiveness.
My husband doesn't shit on me like this. I
Give
just met this guy. I
Give
know.
Him time.
I was like...
But, and he knows that Joe and I will, or at least I will.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get it someplace.
Exactly.
If it's not here, it's at home. But
we actually do Mr. Helix's work, too.
Wait, it gets better.
I love this guy. I want to fucking meet this guy. Can we have him on the show?
Not now.
I'd love to have him on the show.
Talking to him again.
To evaluate all of us. It'd be awesome. The most.
Can you imagine?
We have to create a character. We haven't done characters in a while.
Yeah.
I just want the really abrasive therapist.
The most judgmental shrink ever.
Yes, I love this. Like, this should be like a Saturday Night Live sketch or something. This is fucking genius. Unfortunately for you, it's real, but...
Well, Joe's girl says, you know, talking about what he wanted instead of allowing you to talk about what may have been bothering you.
Typical man.
But no, but it was
widow. Was this guy in good shape?
Widow, it was my first meeting with this guy. First meeting.
Was this guy in good shape?
No. Huge paunch.
That's another thing.
Huge.
See, again, if it was me, I go, well, I'm sure you've checed it out. Like, this is, again,
have you bought one of those for yourself, sir?
I feel like you're not using the access to me properly.
I was just stunned.
I have the type of nasty that you need in your day-to-day encounters.
Yeah.
And I deliver it readily. It's not just I don't have to deliver just to you and Joe.
No, I mean, I didn't, like, lose my mind because I'm used to being treated nastily now. And so,
but with us, it's done with love, or at least laughs.
Is.
I mean, there's
yes.
No, this is completely unprofessional.
No, totally.
And I know I'm professional.
Gets better.
I love this guy.
He goes,
can he be? Can he go back? Like, you can
no.
have a. Can we use our sponsor money for this? Like you go to another therapist, but I want you to see this guy at least periodically. I feel like he should be a recurring character, like the racist rabbi. I feel just creatively, this is an untapped.
Well,
sword.
I'm going to have to see him again in April to get my next prescription.
Don't wait. Pip, don't
no.
wait.
No, I can't. I'm not going to go see him again.
Again, think of the show.
Yeah, no. I'm
it
not
can't
doing
be
that.
Your ass every time. Sometimes, we have to
sometimes
talk about
it's
your
my
other,
head.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Wait. So now it's no secret to anybody here that I also have hoarding issues, right?
Now this is something where it would be logical if you checked your file. So you go, okay, what I see you've talked about the hoarding. What do you think? How do you think you're handling it? Have we had progress there? Is this something you feel if we continue that we could tackle?
Right. Right. So, so we had a little bit of
by
that.
By the way, from now on, you all fucking refer to me as Doctor. It's no longer Mr. Davin; it's Dr. Davin.
He said, okay, so that's, you know, another thing.
That's in what, the file, right?
It should be. I don't know.
The file's all fucking cluttered with other
he
shit.
Was no, he was looking at the computer.
All right, so it's on the computer.
And it's facing away from me. So I'm assuming that there's something in there about this.
I just feel like that sentence should be, like, surrounded by a bunch of sentences that have nothing to do with it. Like, if he's talking about hoarding. Like, I feel like there should be just, like, a bunch of jibber-jabber, right? And she's a hoarder. Like,
yeah.
Just extra, I feel like just extra letters.
Oh, what? I don't understand.
Like, hoarding. Like to get the point across, like, visually.
Yeah.
There's extra, like the person writing it is hoarding letters around the fact that she's...
I didn't
really
get that.
No, it didn't. That, fuck it. All right.
Sorry.
Good thing I'm a doctor.
So he's asked me, so, like what kind of stuff? And I was like, well, for example, I have a lot of clothes. And you know, I have trouble getting rid of old clothes.
You got like shit from like 15 years ago that you go, I'm gonna wear one day. I'm gonna fit into or whatever.
No. I mean, I don't have stuff that like he immediately goes, well, you got to get rid of the skinny clothes. You're never gonna get back in that.
Oh my God.
He says this.
Oh my God. I mean, listen, we all think it, but to say it, none of us are getting back into the skinny clothes.
I know.
We're above that age now. The only way, here's how you get into the skinny clothes.
Yeah. How?
It ends with Neil.
What?
If you and Neil break up,
yes,
you will eat, and then you go, you know what, I'm going to pick myself up by the bra straps, and then you will like, then you'll compulsively work out. Because you're not going to get into the skinny clothes with Neil because you're comfortable, you're in love, there's no need.
Right. Well, wait a second. So, Trucker Tom says, breaking news, Pip Helix admits to hoarding. In other news, the earth is round, it's cold in winter, and people are still bitching about the election.
Tom, it's not bitching about the election, it's bitching about the things since the election. And you never got back to me on our Facebook discussion, but I digress.
And that's all you got from that? What about the earth is round? That's disturbing.
Alternative fact, I don't believe it.
So Widow did
the so-called earth.
Widow is saying, this fucking guy, holy shit.
No, Widow, no,
and Joe's
no.
Girl says, holy shit.
No, yeah, again, they don't have the long vision, the vision that I have. This guy's fantastic.
Wait.
Not for your mental health.
Then he said, no. Then he says to me.
So he goes, you're never going to get into that again. So when he's almost.
You're never going to get back into that skinny stuff.
So let's look at this. What he's saying is, because if he thinks that part of the reason you're a little overweight is psychological. If that's what he's also saying, I'm not a good enough doctor to get you into those. I mean, because that's also what he's admitting.
Yeah, he's saying this. Well, I'm never going to be able to help you with that.
Yeah.
Basically.
Why was I not called? I would have cleared my schedule. I really need to be involved with your therapy.
Okay, maybe you have to clear your schedule for the April meeting because I obviously need backup.
You need a spotter. Ask the chat. Oh, I can fucking ask him. Should I not be there? Do I not need to be there to help our Pip Helix when she's faced with this fucking creep?
I'm actually. Well, let me finish.
I would say I'm not meeting with him anymore.
No, well, that's what I said because
let's get to the end.
Let me get.
I feel like there's more awful coming.
Oh, there's more awful.
Oh, I love this guy.
So he goes to me, all right, this is what you're going to do for next time. You're going to bring me a list of 4 outfits for each season, and that's all you're allowed to keep.
What?
4 outfits for each season.
But they've already seen me in that.
Well, I said, that doesn't even get me through a week. I said, oh,
doctor. I've never seen you in the Davin's Den shirt I bought you.
Yeah, I've not worn it here.
Not around here, no.
No, usually because I'm coming from work and I don't wear it at work.
Good point.
So I'm wearing my work clothes. But I looked at him and I said, yeah, you're such a man. There's no way that any woman could have 4 outfits for a season. I was like, and he goes, why not? And I was like, because that doesn't even get you through a week before you're recycling.
Yeah, you're not going to wear the same outfit to work twice.
No.
That's absurd.
And I said, I can't.
Homeless people have more shit than that. Look at their shopping carts.
I was like, you can't go to. I go, I work with women. You can't go to work and wear the same stuff over and over again.
Even
they'll talk.
Even as a guy, you can't do
you
that.
You can't do that.
No, you're a professional. Plus, there's shit you wear when you're not working.
Well, I'm thinking, right. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Does this guy wear the same friggin' outfit every day to.
Well, he wears his lab coat.
Joe's girl says, I hope he's seeing a psychiatrist. And Widow says, I'm wondering about this doctor. He can't seem to get off the weight issue. I think he has a thing for fat chicks.
Well, we all do. But Widow, in his defense, we've kind of stopped there because I've been cracking wise. I'm sure there was other ways that he attacked Pip, and we just haven't gotten to them yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there's other stuff.
And that hair color.
I know! Yeah, it was like, dude. So, I mean, he really did.
And what's with the Wynwood?
No, he did not ask me that.
Well, if I was there, I would have brought it up.
Yeah, what the hell? What's that about?
Doc, can we investigate? Because I've been wondering for years. I get the Aerosmith. No interest in the Wynwood, though. She won't even go see Queen. Can you fucking investigate?
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Adam Lambert, why won't she? What's wrong?
He's very good, by the way.
I know. I understand that.
I don't think you do. He wouldn't make you get 4 outfits.
Yeah.
So he's saying that you're going to have 4 outfits.
I have to whittle it down to 4 outfits per season. Who could live? I mean, really.
Well, I mean, people can.
I know.
Poor people.
He said to me, well, if you lived on a boat. And I said, but I don't live on a boat. I go to work.
I lived on a boat.
Like, I'd have to, like, whittle things down to 4 outfits per season.
Who the fuck says if I lived on a boat?
If you lived on a boat. I'm like, if I lived on a moat, if I had breakfast with a goat. What, are you fucking Dr. Seuss? What the hell are you talking about? I looked at him like he was nuts. Wait, then he answers the phone.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. Is that bad? I don't know how that works.
It has happened in other sessions, but they usually say, oh, I'm sorry.
You got to get on and off real quick.
They get on the phone. They say, I'm sorry. I'm in a session. I'll have to talk to you later. They make arrangements for when, and then they hang up, and they go, I'm sorry. Please continue. You were saying this, or, you know, what we were talking about, or whatever. This guy takes a phone call and has the whole conversation.
And you're paying for that time.
Yeah, I am. Then, later, he takes a second phone call, and this one is a doozy, because I can hear the person's name on the other side of the phone.
It's a client?
I mean, I don't remember the woman's name, but it's like a client.
I wonder how much clothes she has.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that she doesn't have anymore. She doesn't have enough Adderall is what she doesn't have, because she called him up and she said that her baby boy had been sick. So she washed all his stuff after, you know, so that they wouldn't catch it again. And her Adderall got dumped in the washing machine.
But why isn't the secretary taking calls and saying he's in a session? I'll give him the message.
Thank you.
Again, and Joe might mock me if he was hearing this, but again, it seems like another situation where I need to run shit. it just seems like another situation where people cannot run the basic things, and they'd be better served if I was there.
Yeah, I
can't
so.
Be everywhere, people.
No, I know.
You got to figure some of this shit out for yourselves.
Wait, so this is what he says? He says to the person, she says, obviously, she said that she dumped the stuff in the wash. And
we don't know if that's true or not, but
well, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if this person is drug seeking. They're always looking for extra
Adderall.
Right,
and the doctor has to.
I don't know.
The doctor has
but
to
he says to her, "I hear on my end, well, it's clean now."
He likes jokes.
Yeah, he likes jokes.
All right, that's not, out of all the things he said, that's not terrible.
No, that's not terrible. But then I hear, okay, well, I don't think. I guess there's nothing I can do for you. There's nothing I can do. And then he just keeps having a conversation. Well, Adderall is one of the most controlled medications outside of pain medication. I don't know if your pharmacist says it's okay.
But this should be where, all right, we got to check your chart. Because you got to see, if this has happened before, that's when you have that conversation. Not with you in the room.
Yeah.
But that's when you have that. But if this has never happened before, you go, okay, let me see what I can do.
Yeah, the thing is, he should have had this conversation as the chat is screaming at me right now with many exclamation points.
I like that. Yell at her.
That he should have been having this conversation when I was not in the room. But what's even better is that when he hung up the phone, he explained the situation to me.
That's great. He's inclusive.
He told me what happened.
You can't do that.
Can you imagine this?
Yes, I am. I'm fucking thinking we're going to make Saturday Night Live great again. Yes, I can. This has to be a recurring character. I need to figure out how to do this. I love this guy. I insist you keep on going. Go to another therapist. Go someplace else for, like, your real therapy. But we must keep this guy in your life.
No, no, no.
Pip, don't be selfish.
No, no. He also
This
asked,
is why you have to live on a boat. You're not a team player.
I'd rather live on a boat.
You can't live on a boat.
Can I have breakfast with a goat?
No, and if you were remote, I'd shut you off. Cut it out.
So,
off is a hard word to rhyme with, by the way.
I know. Yeah. We're working. I think the last thing that I remember was he was grilling me about why did the last shrink put me on the medication he put me on.
But shouldn't that be on the chart or whatever?
You would think, wouldn't you?
I don't understand, but this guy, is it his practice?
No, it's a group.
Right, but a lot of times it's like one guy, it's like the main guy, then there's all these other people.
No, I don't think that he's the main guy. I just think he's been there for a long time. Not that he should continue to be there. So
Freud would go, this guy's fucking nuts.
I walked out of there, and
you needed therapy.
I walked to the lady at the counter, who's very nice, and because you have to hand her some paperwork.
I would have been like, I'm not paying for that.
Well, she said to me, are you okay? I must have had a look on my face like, oh, my God. And
Did he rape you?
Mentally, yeah.
Yeah, mentally, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Because really, Tom, relax. But from what I'm going to say, I'm like, because I'm about to trigger him. But the therapy room It's supposed to be a safe space. It really is.
It is.
It is. I don't.
Well, Widow was saying the first the couple sessions, he's supposed to be like building up some trust and then going into
And then,
issues.
Terry, that's what I've done. Look how I've broken Pip.
I am broken down till I will admit anything on this area.
I was so nice to Pip when I met her.
At first, yes.
I had other people being nice to her. Now I could say whatever I want. I molded her into the Pip I needed her to be. That's how you do this shit. And Joe was a little rougher. Joe had his mental break. But we got him back. That's what you got to be a master manipulator.
A master something.
This is terrible.
Tom says, triggered.
Watch your language, mister.
Yeah, watch out.
No racial words like that here. Oh, he said triggered. I'm sorry.
Widow has told me this one before. She goes, my psychiatrist committed suicide. He blamed me in the note.
Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Oh, that'd be awesome if it was.
That's her joke.
No,
yeah,
no offensive, Widow, but that I would love that. Again, this needs to happen. Like we need to find this in funny news.
So I, at first, the lady is asking me, are you all right? And I'm like, I can't even talk. I'm like, I don't even know what just happened.
You were mentally raped.
I was stunned.
Because you already have your guard up, but there's also the trust, well, this is going to be okay. He's here to help me. I'm paying him to help me.
Right.
He has my history in front of him.
And
he's been here
like,
forever.
Bam, bam, bam.
Oh, my God. Now, do you think he's like tearing you down to build you up? Do you think he's taking that approach?
See, I don't think that this is even supposed to be part of his process, because he was the one that I go to talk. That's the one who's supposed to be doing this stuff. He's just supposed to be prescribing the fucking drugs so I don't go to something tall and leap.
But you were meeting with him because the other guy wasn't there? Because
the other guy left the practice.
So obviously he's not the talking person. He's the prescribing person.
He's the prescribing person.
So he's not in his comfort zone. I think we're finding out why he might not be the talking person.
He should not be the talking person. Shut the fuck up and pull out the pad. That's what you should do.
And maybe he doesn't want to be the talking person.
And he doesn't need to be.
Right.
I don't need to talk to you. So that, like, give me my meds.
So this is, as Joe would say, this is all hands on deck. And he's got to fill in.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want you getting comfortable.
No, apparently not. And I did not.
I would not have paid for that.
Well,
I would have been like, listen, I've been going here for years.
Yeah.
This was the crudest, most offensive. I feel like he undid a lot of the good work that we've been doing. That mm-hmm. was so. I feel like he voiced all these insecurities that I've been working to get over. And again, why you people need me?
Well,
this guy's a creep. I love him, but he's a creep.
Oh, so
I don't love him for you, but I love him for the show.
No. So the lady asked me three times, "Are you all right?" And I was less like,
"Where did the nice man touch you?"
So as I was driving home, I was like, oh, my God, fuck that noise. And I called her back, and I was like, look, I was just there, and I'm furious. I need to talk to somebody about switching because I'm not seeing him again. And so she emailed the person, and she gave me the phone number and you know, gave me the person to talk to.
I wonder how many complaints this guy gets.
I don't know, but the lady did call me back, but it is not... It's not been convenient for me to be able to talk to her during my work hours.
No, I would imagine
you
not.
You know, and so I'm going to try to... I'm tr-
is
this
something
space
we should
tomorrow.
Do on the air?
What, call? And
I feel like it is.
Yeah, no.
I feel like I need to be your concerned husband talking to this therapist. I feel like this is something that we've shared so much with the fans.
Oh, we have, but no, because there will be other things that would be discussed that I will not share on the
air. So maybe we'll do a pre-record. So we can edit that out.
Oh, no.
I hardly listen anyway. I won't hold it against you. I don't pay attention.
I know. You're just scribbling on your pad.
I most certainly am.
But is what a jack-off, right?
Not good at what he does.
I was like, wait a minute. What?
Did you tell Mr. Helix about this?
Oh, yeah. And he had his mouth open. Like, no, he didn't. I'm like, yeah.
It's very surreal. You got to understand. It takes a lot of courage for a lot of people to go to a therapist. Because you are making yourself vulnerable. You're going because you realize you need help on some level. Whether it's just somebody to talk to or there's more going on.
And people don't want to open up the most painful parts of their lives. And they certainly don't want to talk about it. Trucker Tom said, not to mention Pip would have to reveal her real name and we can't have that. That's right, Tom.
Again, I can edit this shit out. Last week with fucking Russ cursing, I edited that out.
I know, that was
hilarious. I was like looking at him, really?
Everybody takes a turn cursing during the AM program.
I had like a bad week a couple of weeks ago. I was like,
yeah, you were Mr. Potty Mouth for a change.
I was.
And I have been holding it together and not using the bad words.
But for the record, you're the only one who's revealed you.
I know.
Joe and I never have over the 5+ years we've been doing this.
Well, I know. And one time I did it because I didn't realize I was on the air when I called in.
There
was one time I didn't realize yet that
that's
I was on
fault.
The air, and they laughed.
That's
they laughed at me.
That's your own fault.
I know I have.
This guy.
What?
Wow.
I knew you'd enjoy this story.
It's one of your best.
I know. I was like, if it wasn't painful to live through, it would have been one of my favorite stories.
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel better that you shared this with us and you've gotten the support from myself in the chat?
Oh, yeah. No.
In a way, we've acted as your
therapy.
It
is therapy. It actually, the more people that told me, oh, my God, the more I feel, supported that was really ridiculous.
Now I'm going to take the other side.
Yeah.
I think you were a snowflake.
I was a special little snowflake?
You need to toughen up when you need to fucking talk. I had to fucking stop my stuttering stuff. I'm skipping. Yuck.
What, I have to wear armor when I go into the shrink?
Yes.
I do.
Yes, don't be a pussy.
I can't help that.
No, that's really brutal. It
was tough love without the love, as Mr. Helix said.
No, but there's a way to do it. There's a way to do
it's
it.
It's not the first fucking conversation you have within 15 minutes of meeting somebody.
No, and he was very, I mean, people are very sensitive about their weight. And they're very sensitive about their issues.
Well, it was just like, oh, that? Pussy, move along. Okay, that, you're a fuck up, move along.
Again, you needed me there to bitch slap him. Go, look at you, fucking size 48. And I'm not talking about your inseam.
Yeah, absolutely not. But I was just kind of like, what?
Yeah, your head is spinning. Like, is this really happening?
Yeah, I was really quite stunned.
I do love this guy as a character, though.
I've never been spoken to before.
I actually feel... Everybody fucking turn off, close your ears for a couple seconds. You and I talking right here.
All right. You and me.
Go away from the little listening machine. I feel like we need to write a script for a pilot. I feel like this would be a fucking great pilot.
Oh, can you imagine? Yeah, the assault of the, the therapist.
Just the fucking, the contrast of the prick that he is at work with what he might be at home, how he's really not adjusted well at home, and he just takes it out on his client. Like, they did something on this, they had, like, the Dr. Katz. But that was just comics there fucking splurging their material. But this, this I like. All right, you can all listen again.
All right. Well, his last shot to me was like he sort of sings songs to you. Bye bye. Like I was like fuck you. You know, by the time I was walking out, bye bye.
You've got asshole.
You've got issues.
I mean, would you like to sit and write a script? I got fucking 4 shows I'm working on.
Oh, are you crazy? You've got so much on the table.
Yeah, but that's what I do.
Yeah, but is this going to fill a whole show?
Well, first, a sitcom's 22 minutes.
Yeah, I know. But I mean,
but
like,
yeah, sure, because you got him just abusing people, just tearing them down, and then but then you have these people that are going back and trying to deal with him, and then you got his home. Of course, this is the most fascinating character ever. Yes.
All right, we'll talk more.
Oh, hell yes. I have to learn how to write a sitcom first, but, you know. I've got 3 reality shows that are being pitched right now that I have not filmed for. And then I got the scissor reel that I shot that's supposed to be edited, which you're going to get the DVD. You're going to see it before I do, because I want to get it. I haven't seen it yet.
You're right.
I want an honest take. I'm like, am I about to watch a shit show? Or is this something I should be happy about?
Brace yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom says, it's like you were in a Monty Python bit. You went in for counseling chat and accidentally walked into the abuse room instead. It totally was like that.
Yeah.
The abuse clinic. You know.
Like just a room where they have people, you know, you say horrible things because you need to toughen up because you're a snowflake.
Yeah.
Again, another great Saturday Night Live sketch. You know, the toughen you up.
Yeah.
And the brave new America that we have. You're a millennial snowflake who needs a safe space. So then they toughen you up to deal with the real world. They just say horrible things at you, and you have to like get to the point where you're unaffected by it.
And you're like, wait, what? I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
That is.
It was, I really did start to think I'm being punked. This can't be real.
But here's the good thing. At least you're healthy enough to know that the issue is not you, which is good.
That is a really good point, because
it's the only time to make.
Years ago, I would have just thought, well, I guess I deserve that.
Four pairs of clothes a season does seem a lot.
Yeah, I can't ask for somebody else to talk to, because, you know, it's me and you know, they're busy. I don't want to bother them.
No, so you've been built up to where your self-esteem is in a place where you go, you deserve better.
Yeah.
Not as far as radio co-hosts or husbands.
No.
But at least as far as therapists. Shot to Mr. Helix.
Oh, you know.
Glancing blow.
Mr. Helix didn't deserve that.
That's
shot.
That's all right. You know what? What's the fucking word? When there's people that are...
friendly fire.
No, not friendly fire, because it certainly wasn't friendly.
No,
collateral damage.
Fire. Oh, collateral damage.
Mr. Helix was collateral damage.
Yeah, well, Mr. Helix is collateral damage of my life.
Yes.
Poor
but
thing.
But he volunteered for that army.
I know, sucker.
I don't can't fucking remember words anymore.
I welcome to my world.
No, I'm gonna have Alzheimer's. So you guys enjoy me while you can.
And I think I already do. How many times have I been going looking for the word, and you're like, spit it out, stupid.
In our defense, this show moves very quickly.
Very quickly. So sometimes,
like,
it's
if you listen to other shows compared to us, there is. It's fucking exhausting.
Oh, no, it is. It's 3 hours of marathon.
And it's probably because of me.
Yeah, because you're a fast talker.
I am a fast talker. My mind does not wind down anymore.
No.
It's always racing. And you guys do a good job of keeping up with me, but it's not a natural thing.
But no, and the panting is during the breaks that we have to do that.
And then when you get Joe there, because Joe's pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
So, like, then it's like, all right, who's going to fucking zing who first? Not that we try to do that anymore.
No.
But, yeah.
But sometimes we do race to the punchline, you know. It's a foot race to get.
Yes.
Spit it out, you know.
Yes. And usually the punchline wasn't even worth it.
No, it wasn't. But and then we will like torture it some more.
Yes. Wow.
That's why the barrel is so pretty. We've been decorating.
I feel like if somebody's in the barrel now, there should be this therapist yelling at them.
Oh my God! I'll say.
I think that should be
a loudspeaker.
No, just like you berating you in the bow, because I can't berate you in the middle of a show.
Oh, so he's
and I
like,
can't berate myself constantly in the middle of the show. So like when you're in the barrel after a bad joke, you do something really stupid. Like I feel like you should sit down, and he's there just telling you how worthless and unfunny you are.
It was sort of like Lewis Black, therapist.
Lewis Black seems like a nice man.
I know he's a nice man, but he's got like a really dyspeptic attitude about a lot of things. And I think that this was this guy, like. Covered in nice old man look and sing songy bye bye.
Guy's brutal.
Fucking evil.
You got, I mean.
I could not. Now, look, I'm not saying, you know, look, if you have something and you've been pussyfooting around with it and you're not getting any, you're not getting any traction, or you're not moving any place, I can see like going full barrels ahead, but it's like the guy fucking just met me. And
it's too much.
It was intense.
No, I mean, unless the guy has the reputation, go listen. He's gonna. When you kind of have to be prepared for that. This guy's gonna tear you down.
Yeah.
But he's really good at what he does.
I mean, Shrek Boot Camp.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
The first month.
Yeah.
Is gonna be brutal.
Right.
He's gonna
right.
bring you to tears.
Right. Right.
You're gonna hate him. Trust us. But this guy gets such good results mm-hmm. of getting you mm-hmm. healthy and where you need to be,
right.
where you can handle this type of thing, and you're just a stronger person on that, like a boot camp.
Yeah.
If he got that type of reputation and you know that going in, and you know you have to be strong for, and he's going to break you down and go, okay, I'm going to submit myself to the process.
Right,
this
right.
is what, nothing else has worked for me.
Right.
Let's do that. I get that.
Yeah, me too.
But this does not sound like that at all.
No. Well, Tom says, the good news is Davin will get Alzheimer's. The bad news...
Fuck you.
I know. The bad news...
I will play punishment music, mister.
The bad news is you and Joe are still on the hook to do shows at the nursing home just to keep up Davin's spirits.
You really think this lifts my fucking spirits?
I know. You really are the wrong impression.
You think Joe and Pip would lift anybody's spirits without me? No. No. We've established. Not, forget it. You need me in your personal life. You need me in business situations. You need me on the fucking radio. You need me on the wall.
You need me.
You want me on the wall. Now, it's a big Mexican wall, and Joe would say on the other side of it, so I can't get into the country.
It's all covered with jagged glass.
I feel like I have to take up for Joe because he was supposed to be here by now, because once again, he lie-texted me. Joe lie-texted me.
Well, he can't help that, though.
I'm not saying he can. He might be here now, and it's just he's so silent because of his sore throat that we can't hear Joe.
Yeah, he's scratching at the door, and he's trying to get in,
yes.
And he can't.
Yes.
Oh, poor baby.
Well,
So that was pretty brutal, right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was better than my ass.
Well, let's not get crazy. I mean, your ass has provided some great radio.
I know. It has.
Certainly up there.
Fun
though.
Times.
Certainly up there. Yeah, this guy's bad news.
Yeah, that was...
I would be curious how many other people have complained.
I'm really going to be interested to have this conversation with this woman who's, like, above him and, you know, I mean...
So he's got a boss.
Well, I guess there's a coordinator that would be the person that would, like, supervise who they're doing or who they're, you know, speaking to and, you know, what happens with them. And, she sounded very reasonable on the voicemail, so that's good. The first thing I did when I got home is I wrote out everything that happened during the session because I knew I'd forget.
Well, now you can just play the audio of the show.
I think I will. Here, just listen to this clip.
Here's an hour of the damage he has done. And a bunch of degenerates in a chat room and my good-for-nothing co-host were more sympathetic and provided more insight than the guy who I'm paying.
Right, exactly. You know, well, it's a good thing that the insurance company actually paid for that hour. I would have been really pissed.
You need a therapist after that therapist.
I did.
Wow, that guy's bad. But
honest to God, I went home and...
Did you ever cry?
I did. I cried all the way home.
I could see that.
And I was, like, sobbing when I came in the house.
I could see that because he pretty much... You know, you're working to build yourself to a better place, whatever that is, all these years of therapy, and this guy who's supposed to be on your side just fucking daggers you.
Just hammered me. And there were a couple things that, you know, are a little too personal to go into on the air. And
write
I
it
was
down.
Like, yeah, no.
Was it about your family?
Yes. And I was like, yeah, oh my God.
Was he like blaming you for like what happened, like that type of thing? What happened?
No. He just was like... He just said some things that were incredibly insensitive and was blaming somebody for something that happened that was like, no. And I was just really, really annoyed and like shook up. And when the woman was asking me, are you okay? I just stood looking at her with my mouth open like, I don't know how to answer that. I might cry if I start trying to answer, so I'm not going to answer you.
It's like when a Democratic congressman leaves the fucking Oval Office. Secretary, are you okay?
When an intern leaves.
Well, I didn't want to go down the obvious
route. I did.
I know. I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to make it like a berating, not a sexual assault thing.
It definitely was not a sexual assault. I would not let that thing near me.
No, I was talking about my White House.
Oh, your White House analogy. I know.
I didn't want to make it a sexual assault.
And Tom says that I'm welcome for the chat therapy. Their bill is in the mail.
Lisa Kudrow had a show about that.
I know.
Web therapy.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
No.
No, this was better. But she was kind of like that. She really sucked at her job. I don't know if anybody... It used to be on Showtime. If you guys have Showtime on demand, then we still might have it. Check it out. Yeah. Web therapy.
Web therapy.
Yeah, check it out and think about Pip's story and how much more they could have done with the awful, despicable character that Lisa Kudrow played on the show.
Well, you know what really would be brutal, if you really went brutal, is go and open up all your deepest, darkest, and your sore spots in any internet chat room, except for ours, of course.
No, we have lovely people.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you know, our group, our fans are supportive, and the thing.
Slow down. Motherfucker just wished Alzheimer's on me.
That's true.
Yeah, so...
Oh, I didn't mean Tom and you.
not everybody supportive in there.
No, not everybody. Tom's fucking evil, aren't you, Tom?
Yes. Remember where we found Tom?
Yes, I do remember.
Tom is pure evil. We love him for his evil. But I know sometimes he tries to be nice. Pure evil.
No, we love that about him. The only thing that's good about him right now is the dog. But right.
Oh my God! Shots fired. The only listen to that. Wow. The only thing good about you, Trucker Tom, is the
Bella.
Dog.
She is heavenly.
She most certainly is. Shots fired, and they were not by me.
Poor Tom. He takes such abuse here.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No.
Everybody takes abuse here. Nobody gets out unscathed from the den.
I feel fairly unscathed.
Do you? There's
fine.
More. We have 2 hours.
Yeah, but I don't think you guys can bring it hard enough.
Yeah, Joe's going to be here. He'll help.
He's got a voice.
I know, but he has gesture.
He's got. Is he gonna beat me?
No, I mean, they're gesture. You know,
miming Joe Curry.
Yes, he will. He will be able to mime his thoughts.
I like miming Joe Curry. That might be my favorite incarnation of Joe Curry. Better than Man of a Half a Dozen Voices, Joe Curry. Miming Joe Curry. All right, I wanted to hold off on the racist rabbi stuff until Joe got here, but it's we've done an hour of show.
You're gonna have to tell me.
Yeah, I'll get to it now.
Tom says he's going to a safe space. Where are his coloring books and Play-Doh?
Yeah, I gotta agree with Tom. I don't understand these adult coloring book things.
You know what? My cousin used to, as an adult, like she said, when she was really tense, that she would take out old coloring books from, you know, the kids and color, and it just relaxed her. And at first I thought, that's a little nuts. But then I was like, no, I kind of get that. It's kind of like people knit, and it's kind of like a mindless.
I guess. It just has the connotation of I was bored of this shit when I was six.
Well, you know, it kind of has the connotation, because when people say, yeah, somebody wrote me a note in crayon, it sounds like you're loopy as hell.
I bet that's how this doctor writes his prescriptions.
I bet it does.
This guy stinks on ice.
I know. If he hadn't sent it all to the pharmacy, I would love to have seen how he writes it out. Paper crayon!
This guy, wow. I wonder if anybody ever told him, you know what, you suck.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a...
I almost feel like we have to use sponsor money to send me specifically to this guy, like I'm a new client, just so I could go in there and fucking rip him up.
Do you know, I had a brief moment, and I think I have them to thank, and also them to damn for bringing me to this civilized place, where I had a moment in the middle of this session where I wanted to say, are you fucking kidding me? But I didn't, because, like, I'm an adult and I don't talk to people like that.
I think you have that right. I think in that situation, you have that right.
If I had to see him again, that is going to be what I'd say.
I don't think you should ever see him again.
No, I'm not going to see him again.
But, I mean, honestly, you do. I mean, it's very hard to do when you're in that situation, because he's in a position of power and you're in a position of vulnerability.
Right. And you're in a little room, and it's like, it's between, you know, getting my meds or not.
I didn't even know you were on meds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's for your security.
Appreciate it. All right. Should we go on with the racist rabbi?
Absolutely. I need to hear this.
I think we're going to be doing the first part of the other show without Joe, too. I don't know where he is.
No, I'm not sure.
He said he had a sore throat. Not fucking slow. He's not here.
No. We miss our Joe.
We do miss our Joe.
Tell me the racist rabbi.
Okay. I'm not going to recount this. You got to listen to the old shows.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not going back on how this all started. And that's how everything with us is like a fucking soap opera.
This show is a soap opera.
Right, that's why I'm saying you got to go back to this guy. This guy needs to be a recurring character.
Wait a minute, I thought you died episodes ago. Are you the evil twin?
How would you be able to tell the difference?
No, there would be no way.
Can you imagine me, but worse?
Oh, I'm sorry. I need my safe place.
I mean, you guys would constantly be rooting for the scammers against me.
We would be sending them to you. Joe's girl says he'll be here soon.
Means nothing. That means nothing.
He doesn't believe you anymore, Joe's girl.
I don't even know what soon means.
I don't know.
Maybe Joe's fucking. Maybe the Blue Hawk signal came out and he's crime fighting again. I don't know what Joe's doing. But. We must go on without.
Yeah. Well, I should send him to my shrink.
You should. Can you imagine
Blue Hawk, Picard?
Could you imagine for several
crazy
years,
citizens
when Joe was in a bad place, if that was the first person he talked to?
Oh my God! Oh my God! No, he would have been. Oh, he would. I'm going to say, but doing bad things in that place.
Yeah. All right. So remember how I originally was the one booking the talent for this rabbi for the comedy shows?
Yeah.
And then he was a racist, and I said namas.
Yes.
And then he hired an agency who I work for,
mm-hmm.
and the agency filled me in about some of the lies on the shit.
Right.
And then I said, so then the comic who the agency hired, who's a friend of mine,
right,
went around the agency.
Yeah.
So a little bit of backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody remembers it. So I get a call from the agency that took over the count, that the agency now is going to send a legal letter to the rabbi. Like saying that he's suing, because the comic who I'm friends with,
right,
who might be on the show next week to update.
Oh, great!
That the money promised, because originally he wanted to cut the agency out.
Right,
he was going to lie. I talked about that a couple weeks ago. He goes, oh, you know, I'll the rabbi's like, oh, I'll just tell the agency you're doing it for free.
Yeah,
And this was like over $50, a $50 fee. So the agency is going to send a legal letter. Agency calls me up to tell me this, by the way.
I love
specifically it. To call me that $50 isn't going to do it, and they're suing him.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Do they really mean to do that or just scaring him?
Well, people listen. I'm not going to disclose their legal practices.
Right. Oh, wow. So he's going to be out. He's going to end up being out a lot more than that $50.
It is always that case.
Yeah, because it's just like, you know what? It's like you tried to like cheap out and not pay people with legitimately that they're owed, and then you're going to get screwed.
That's not even the juicy stuff.
Oh.
That was your amuse douche.
Ooh. my amuse douche. Oh, I was wondering why it was so chilly in here.
I was just warming the palate up.
Wait a minute.
For
wait
the
a minute.
Bullshit
that's
about
not
to
the
come.
Palate.
No, you know.
Well, you better warm it up after
the same,
that cold,
you know,
douche.
Little man on a palate. Anyway. Isn't that what they call it? Little man on the palate?
Little man in a canoe.
Because you live in a boat, but there's a little man on a palate.
Yeah, not a palate.
No?
No. No, palates are not involved. There's no stacking. Just a little man on a boat.
If you get enough guys, there is. Oh, college. Anyway. So remember the comedian who was supposed to do the event for the rabbi? He hired the...
Oh, here comes Horse Joe.
I believe you meant Joe's a horse's ass?
No. Mr. Scratchy.
All right. Well, Joe's in the building. He won't talk much, but...
No. But
Joe will raise his eyebrows and blink and give expressions, and we'll pass them on to you, the listener.
We'll tell you what his stomping his foot and how many times what it means.
Well, we'll tell you when Joe's going to sing the unicorn song in Snowflakes, because there's a lot of stuff coming up in the second part of the show that we'll probably do that with.
We'll
key the music and let you know when Joe would brace... burst into song. I am really having a trouble with words. Words are not my friend tonight.
I think, Joe's girl says, told ya.
Whatever. I got a text.
That's what she said. Whatever. When you were complaining about it, I don't know what soon
and
means.
And me and Joe's girl have devolved into a bunch of 14-year-old girls. Back at each other. Fantastic.
I know you are, but what am I?
A whore. Anyway, all right, we should be back now. We should.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. I don't know why that is, but now I have even more work after the show.
Joe broke Zombo.
thank you, chat, for letting us know. Yeah, once again, Joe ruins all the fucking technology just by being here.
Joe's girl said, Joe comes in and you stop the show. Yes, that's exactly what we did.
Dun,
that's
dun,
it. Hit that off.
Joe's here. Show's over.
Poor Joe. He can't even defend himself.
This is my favorite episode ever.
I know. Davin is like
the only
beaming.
The only time it was better was when we broke up and Joe was hanging out in the chat room. but I was trying to be nice then.
Yeah.
I was trying to be nice because I knew he was fucking creeping and I didn't want to be like unprofessional like every other fucking show.
Oh.
And but now he's here, so I don't have to be.
No.
That actually was...
What are you talking about this now for?
I'm just saying. That was actually when I was on hiatus. I was in there. When
right.
we broke up,
That's
I wasn't
what I'm
in there. But when we actually had the conversation, we talked it out. I was on hiatus, but I wasn't larking. I was just, you know, and I wasn't trying to derail the show. I was, you know, a listener.
Oh, of course
you wanted
derailing.
To see if I was going to say horrible things about you. I would have done the same thing.
No, we already did that on the car ride.
No,
down
not
in Virginia.
Originally. Not originally.
That now that first night.
Yes,
first
yes.
Night. But I wasn't in the chat. I don't think I was in the chat.
Yeah,
I was in the
you
chat.
Were.
But,
yeah, you were. I remember.
I don't remember.
All right. I don't remember.
I don't
so
blame
I'm not
you for being in the chat either. I don't blame you for being there. I'd be listening.
What
absolutely.
The hell are they saying about
really
me?
That's like 4 years. Was that 4 years? 3 years ago.
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago.
Anyway,
it
doesn't matter.
Yep.
Anyway, so we're talking about the racist rabbi.
Yeah.
So remember this: the comedian, my friend, hired the rabbi to do the funeral.
Oh, yeah.
And in Jewish customs, headstone's supposed to be... Everybody can hear now? Everybody's good?
They didn't say anything. Yes. Can you hear now? Let me know in the chat.
I'm pretty sure it shouldn't be an issue right now.
Yeah. All it's right. Like, oh, no, we froze the chat, too. Oh, God. Nobody said
we're
anything
good.
Yet.
Right.
Okay. So after a year, they have what they call an unveiling in a Jew. You come back and they put, I want to say a footstone. I say a footstone for the grave. Mm-hmm. A year, people come back. And so that's what's supposed to happen.
So you put a footstone before the year and then the actual...
No, like the headstone... I think goes up. I'm not 100% sure. I think the headstone goes up kind of when you're buried or something. And then, like, a year later, you have another ceremony where people, it's called an unveiling.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was that the headstone
it might
is,
be the headstone.
Because that takes longer to do, and that's what goes up
know.
A year later?
Again, I'm the wrong Jew to ask, but these are the loose parameters.
Okay.
Should do a talk. You want to do that 1 hour show, that's what you should call it, the wrong Jew to ask.
I've gotten so far, I fucking,
oh
gotten so
my
distracted.
God, that's great.
I've gotten so distracted, I haven't even worked on that.
The
so,
wrong Jew to
so,
ask.
So the, my comic friend, what?
The wrong Jew to ask.
Yes.
It's, I love that title.
That's a good idea.
It is
yeah.
a good title. Although, on today's climate, who knows what anti-Semitic shit I'd
oh, my God,
I don't know
yeah.
if I want to open myself up to that.
I don't think so. It would be like walking into my shrink's office for the first time. Shots fired.
Shots fired. So the comic paid for this a year ago.
Okay.
I believe the whole total was like $3,000 or $5,000, but like the head, this like.
What's that get you?
Eternity.
No. Is that no? Was it the burial?
I think the burial and the headstone and the footstone.
Oh, okay.
But I
okay.
think the footstone was like $1,500 of that or something.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, it's not cheap. I mean, you need to find a fucking Flintstone who can fucking you know, do it with slate. You know.
Well, also when I had my father-in-law. Because my father-in-law was in the headstone business, and we never had an inscription for my grandmother. Uh-huh. Well, my grandfather found out, so my father-in-law did it. It was $350 just to do that.
Wow!
And it was cost. It was you know just it was his place.
I'd get one of those engraving tools and sit out there in the cemetery and chip away at it.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Because I'm cheap.
All right, Mr. Slate. Can I move on?
Yes. Yes. Talk about the very expensive headstone.
So the comedian just did the gig on Saturday.
All right.
He's done the gig before.
Ah, okay.
So he did the gig on Saturday. He says the day before the gig, the rabbi is pleading with him not to mention anything about the tombstone at the show. Because it hasn't been done yet.
Oh.
So he doesn't want my comedian friend, who might come on the show, Joe, to like start bitching, like telling his whole congregation.
That it's still he's still waiting on it?
Right.
Oh, he's paid for it, but he's still waiting
right.
on it.
Right. He doesn't want the comedian bitching about it.
Is it one of those things where, I mean, they don't have to break ground, but is it something that's being held up by winter?
We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there. So they have the comedian, some story. That, oh, so you're right. No, so they, I'm just checking my notes.
Yeah.
They did tell the comic, oh, we couldn't do it because it's winter. All right, couple things here. Couple things. First of all, a lot of people die during the winter. They figure shit out.
Also, the room manager at one of the clubs we work is during the day is also works at a cemetery. And I ask him that question. He goes, no, it doesn't really hold us up at all. Tell you the truth, even with the snow and stuff like that, we you know that sometimes. But it goes for the most part nowadays.
Right. And this is the ground's frozen. It hasn't been that cold.
No.
It has. You know.
No, it hasn't been.
So that's some BS right there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, your mom's the only one who died in the winter. What?
Never happened before.
Winter
we don't know what to do.
Winter is coming, so we'll wait till the spring. No, it doesn't work that way. So that's some BS. So the show now, when I did it, it was done in a museum in like a room where they have like events.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was done at somebody's house. Now it was done at the like where the rabbi holds services, which is part of his house.
Oh.
And there's only 30 people there. The numbers have
wow.
dropped precipitously. They made some good fucking money when I was doing the show.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, but you can't have the same guy keep coming back.
No.
Which is something the rabbi knew at the time. So they have 30 people. Before he brings my friend up, he introduces him by saying how my friend came to him when his mother died and wanted a traditional Jewish funeral. The rabbi said his mother was part of a cult. I guess his mother was a messianic Jew. I guess that's some culty thing.
Mother okay. Sloppy?
Silence,
what?
Joe.
Messianic sloppy.
You have so few words
oh,
to
God.
Use, and you waste
oh,
them.
God.
I left the O'Reilly factor on in the barrel for you. I figured you might as well be comfortable while you're there.
Too late to make friends.
Well, her shrink is down there. He'll berate you. So
yeah,
he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll yell at you.
Yeah. So the rabbi's like doing before he brings my friend. So he's portraying himself as this hero.
Yeah.
First of all, can you think about this? You're about to perform. The last thing you want to hear about is your dead mother.
Yeah, really, it's bad timing.
And what was this, fucking Trump? Every time he speaks, he's got to build himself up?
Yeah.
All the rabbi needed to do was talk about his landslide electoral win. I mean, who the fuck does this?
Really, it's like, you know, when I was made a rabbi, there were more people in the hall than ever before. You know, I mean, it's like, get over it, dude.
Like, to build your, first of all, you know you fucked up.
Yeah.
You know we all know you're a scumbag.
So why are you bringing it up?
Yeah, you beg the comedian, don't say anything about how I fucked you.
I don't think he knows.
That he's a scumbag?
I don't think he knows.
Oh, no. He knows. He knows.
Well, Joel...
Because I've told him.
But there are guys that don't realize that.
Well, he's having problems with me. He's having problems with the agency. He's had problems with this comedian. If he's begging the comic not to say anything,
In his eyes, you guys are the problem. I'm not, and I'm being.
Oh, no, I'm well, yeah,
and I'm not, and yeah. Like I said, I'm not speaking for me. I'm speaking.
Well, I mean, listen, any negative reports about this rabbi are fake news, Joe.
Joe's girl has an excellent suggestion. She says,
she had a good one, and I haven't got a chance to do it.
She has lots of good ones. This rabbi needs to go to your shrink, she says to me.
Well, we might have a solution.
Oh, good.
An even better solution, Joe's girl, so hang on. At the
I
end
like
of this,
that one, so yours had better be good.
I don't want to fucking pay any money for this guy. I would like the two of them together, though.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's not a terrible solution. No. Her solution with the housekeepers was better, though.
With the housekeepers?
Blast the music.
Oh, yeah.
That was a much better solution.
Oh.
So now Joe's girl's on the money sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Okay. You got to kiss her ass. I don't. Whatever. You have a vested interest. I don't. You either get the hand job with lotion or without. It's you know, these are things you need to think about, not me or Pip. I understand.
You just need to
understand, too.
You already see what it's like with a dry throat. Can you imagine?
You try to portray it as a nice guy. We fucking see exactly where you're coming from. I just want you to know that.
Poor Joe.
I was right in that one. Yeah, I was right. And he knows it. So
I feel like the most unsociable person ever.
So you feel like you.
It's okay.
But you are insociable. But it's not your fault. You're sick.
Oh, make me laugh, asshole.
There it is. There it is. Has to throw in the asshole. Even silent, he's a prick. If he was a mime, his only fucking bit would be giving the middle finger.
Or the jerk off, the international sign for jerk off.
Jerk it off, give him the finger. Ah! Yeah, the fingers underneath the chin. That's Marcel Josel. The fucking mime. Just pissing at a fucking kids' fair, no less. Just being the unsociable prick that he is. Don't you know anything else? Yeah, go fuck yourself. I mouthed it.
This sounds more like a pitch.
It does.
I do work for size splitting. I be an option.
We have mimes, not one that should be around children.
Funny.
Cap that off with the mooning, do you? That's you imagine, great.
You imagine Joe doesn't even fucking paint his face white, just has like black and green war paint. Shows up flipping the bird. What? He didn't say anything. He's a fucking mime. What do you want? You didn't say you wanted a friendly one. That cost $50 extra. He's a very honest mime. He's telling you what he thinks. This is Trump's America. He's running for president.
Did you want the liar mime? That's extra.
The liar mime is extra. Honest mime is the cheapest mime, the only mime we could get for your budget. I'm sorry.
Not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Not sorry. Trucker Tom's that rabbi needs a 9mm throat lozenge.
It's funny.
What are you, fucking Ted Nugent?
He might be.
I don't know. I do like the wordplay on that. I got to give Tom credit on
yes,
that.
Yes, it's really nice.
A 9mm throat lozenge. Like he's threatening violence, but then he ends it like Nana. Would you like a throat lozenge?
How do you know Nana wasn't violent?
Who the fuck says throat lozenge? 1920s reference?
It's funny.
Like maybe that. A nice Sucrets, Tom?
Sucrets? Do they even sell Sucrets?
I'm sure they do.
No.
I haven't seen Sucrets.
I'm sure they do in the Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
Would you like a Ludens or a Smith Brothers?
The Smith Brothers. They both look like fucking hipsters, those two.
Now they do.
Hipster candies.
Now they do. Back then, that's just how people looked.
Yeah, really.
They look like. Can you imagine looking at an old book? Wow, all these black and white people, they all look like hipsters. Looks like Brooklyn.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Could be.
No Jews.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Thank you, my fan.
Now, all right, so I got to wrap this up because this has gone very long with your trauma. And
yeah, my trauma.
Which was excellent, by the way.
Thank you.
So this is the intro. Talks about his dead mother, says she's in a fucking cult, plays the hero, and now for your comic.
I would be really pissed about the cult. Comments.
Worst intro ever.
Yeah.
Worst intro ever. And I guess like my friend, I can say his name, Phil. I guess Phil is performing, and I guess because it's small, like he's performing right in front of the food.
Okay.
And so like the rabbi is like shoveling food in his mouth. He goes, the rabbi looks so nervous.
He's stress eating.
Stress eating. He's not going to fit back in his skinny clothes.
Yeah, I know. He better throw them out. He'll never get back.
Was Phil able to goof on the intro? Or the rabbi behind him feeding his face?
I'm sure Phil said some things.
You have to. You're a comic. That's,
well, and plus, Phil is very aggressive.
Yeah.
Phil will call anybody a douchebag. Mm. Phil is very aggressive. So I'm sure Phil made comments. And he's quick, too. You know, Phil does a lot of crowd. So I'm sure it didn't get past him. Mm. I mean, to know Phil is to love his awfulness.
I'd feel right at home.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he might be coming in next week. He'll fit right in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he'll fit right in. So so my friend gets paid in a check, but then a guy shows up with cash. And so he gives the cash to Phil, and he's like, oh, it's from God. It feels like it's not from God. It's from a guy named Julio who just pulled up in a van. It's not from God.
Wait a minute. His name was Jesus. Maybe he was on the money.
So the rabbi says to Phil, that's a shame that I'm getting dragged into this again. That I'm letting my personal feelings standing in the way of my daughter attending the school because she really liked it.
Why is he bringing you up to this guy?
Your personal feelings is that he's an asshole.
Yes.
And a racist.
Yes. Yes. My personal feelings that he's unfit to teach my daughter.
And a conniver.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's morally corrupt.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Run
no.
for politics, sir. Not a man of God with those morals. No, but
no, both.
But
both.
Again, why are you bringing me up?
Why is he? He's obsessed with you.
Because he feels guilty about it. To tell you the truth.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he feels guilty about it.
I think he wants the $300.
You know, and he probably feels guilty, and he probably, yeah, I don't understand why his personal feeling, well, because you're a lying racist.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're a rabbi, which is out of character.
Is
You'd
it?
Think. Well, not for him, but for you know, it's supposed to be out of character.
So I told this to my wife, and she obviously is fucking furious.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm talking to Phil, and Phil's like, I'll tell you what, if this tombstone isn't done in a week and a half or 2 weeks, he's like, I'm going to go there during services. I'm going to go on Friday night. I go, no, you want to go on Saturday morning around 10 a.m.
Why?
To make a scene.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, when you go, let me know.
Oh, so you can go.
Yeah. So Dumbbell could jump up after and go, and furthermore.
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to be a tag team of awful. Oh.
Jesus Christ, maybe I'll go.
You're more than welcome to.
Let's all go to services.
What you do is you walk up the stairs. So can you imagine he sees us? Walking
coming up the stairs. Oh.
And he knows nothing good is coming from this because he knows neither one of us is going to services.
Oh, no. It's like one of those scenes from,
Western?
No, Law and Order, where you see the whole team coming up the stairs.
Yeah.
Well, no, not the whole team. So I tell this to my wife, and she goes, let me know. I want to film, and I want to go, too.
As well get a bus. It's like going on a great adventure. We're gonna meet at the deli. We'll get on a the AC bus. You
everybody
know,
having lunch later.
pack yeah. your lunch. We'll brown bag it as we fucking.
It's like when the bar goes to AC. You know, meet at the CVS parking lot, and you know, we're gonna be there at 9. You can bring a cooler and shit. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I would totally do this though.
Yeah.
I would because I've had enough.
Yeah.
I have had enough. There is no reason for him to bring my family to people that he, you know, because you know he's talking shit about us.
Well, this is just like, you know, all those shows where the angry women scream at each other. It's like, get my name out of your mouth.
Yes.
Yes.
And replace it with my cock.
But it just seems that he doesn't realize the asshole that he is. Yeah. Just for the simple reason that he's telling Phil, I don't know why Davin has to put his personal things in the way, you know. Because there's
a
reason.
Right. He might not, you know.
He doesn't get it.
There are people that are not in touch with reality.
I'm telling you, there's assholes like that that don't get it. You don't intro a guy like that. You don't, yeah.
And now about his dead mom.
Oh, my God.
It's almost the same delusion in a way that they don't get it, in the way that Ann Jackson doesn't get it.
That's bizarre
It's similar to that.
Yeah,
you know?
just can't see that things are not the way they think they are.
I have had my fill of delusional people. I will leave it at that.
I'll show myself out.
I've had all I can stand with delusional people, and he's a target I can snap back.
Yeah.
Because a lot of delusional people, there's nothing I can do.
Right.
But he's a motherfucker I can deal with.
Really?
And I think we're at the point now where I think I'd be well within my rights.
Absolutely. Yes. He's got to stop talking about you. It's like, get over it.
And it'd be great for the show.
And oh tape God, it. Yeah.
Well, that's what the wife said she would do. Videotape
it. Awesome.
The audio. It'll be fine. Always thinking, Joe. Always thinking. All right. Let's take a long needed break. Well, not a long needed break. A break. On the break, new music from Lane Change with their single Floodwater and Edgar Road with the single Collide. And you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. A lot of good stuff coming up on.